USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer calls the comments a vicious, vile, soulless attack. The Indonesian island struck by an earthquake and tsunami last Friday has now been hit by a volcano eruption on the island of Sulawesi. No reports yet of damage or injury. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
To say Democrats are causing delay, give me a break.
That's the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer slamming Republican criticism over the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Schumer yesterday on the Senate floor rejecting criticism from Republican leader Mitch McConnell that Democrats are obstructing and needlessly delaying Kavanaugh's confirmation. He called the majority leader McConnell a master of delay.
Who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House.
McConnell insists there will be a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation before the week is over. The White House and Pentagon confirming they've received suspicious envelopes of what appears to be ricin, the Secret Service saying one of them was addressed to President Trump. Two envelopes yesterday tested positive for ricin, though none of the envelopes reached their destinations as they were flagged in remote screening locations. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
American pastor Andrew Brunson still held in Turkey, and Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says his release is long overdue. We get an update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The evangelical pastor has been under house arrest since July, spending the previous 2 years in prison on charges of being associated with a group attempting to overthrow the government of Ankara. Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department says they're closely monitoring the situation.
We last saw him, I believe it was about a week and a half ago or so, where we provided consular access to Pastor Brunson, and will continue to maintain close contact.
An appeal has been filed for his release to the Constitutional Court in Ankara. I'm John Clemens.
A rise in selfie-related fatalities may lead to the creation of no-selfie zones in many cities. A study in the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care showing between 2011 and last year there were 259 selfie-related deaths in America. That might not seem like a ton, but the authors of the study say the deaths are often categorized by law enforcement as accidents, which masks the real number. One-time toy giant Toys R Us may be making a comeback, the retail company canceling the bankruptcy auction of its intellectual property assets, and it could lead to the opening of new Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.